Campaign television commercials will fill the airwaves for a few more days, but many candidates are also making effective use of radio. Radio commercials often escape fact-checkers in the news media, and so some campaigns make them more negative or deceptive than their TV spots. Other candidates use radio for target marketing. NPR's Steve Inskeep has that story.
Some politicians give different speeches to different audiences in different towns, always trying to appeal to the locals. Radio allows them to modulate their messages for different demographic groups, which are catered to by different stations. Democrats want to get African Americans to the polls on Election Day, so they bought airtime on black radio stations.
Unemployment in our community is at a 20-year low, a higher minimum wage. There's increased funding for black colleges and a new student loan program to lighten the burden on families.
Bob Dole's campaign is courting Cuban Americans in the battleground state of Florida. So Dole uses Spanish-language radio to attack President Clinton's handling of Fidel Castro.
Es cuestión de honor. En estas elecciones de noviembre, ni un solo voto para Clinton.
Paid for by Dole Kemp, 96.
Dole also used radio niche marketing to address the political complications of his opposition to abortion. Polls say most Americans favor abortion rights, so Dole seldom mentions it in his speeches. Yet religious conservatives want to hear Dole speak out. So the candidate bought commercial time on Christian radio stations in key states, including Florida and Pennsylvania.
America suffers from a moral crisis. A moral crisis. But the problem isn't in your house. The problem is in the White House. Bill Clinton's White House. Bill Clinton supports ninth-month abortions. Think about that for a moment. A ninth-month abortion.
This is Dole's interpretation of a Clinton veto rejecting the so-called Partial Birth Abortion Act. Clinton blocked a bill which would have banned certain late-term abortions, but the Clinton campaign quickly produced its own account of the veto for broadcast on many of the same Christian stations.
President Clinton supports a complete ban on the late-term abortion procedure, except when the mother's life is in danger or faces severe health risk, such as the inability to have another child.
An earlier commercial tried even harder to win over cultural conservatives. The Democratic ad boasted that Clinton signed the Defense of Marriage Act, limiting the future possibility of legal weddings for gays. Democrats yanked that one off the air when word of it reached a different demographic group, Clinton's gay and lesbian supporters. Republican media consultant and sometime radio talk show host Jay Severin says a message which gains votes when played on the radio might actually lose support if delivered to the more diverse audience of broadcast TV.
Let's say I need to reach 18 to 35-year-old college-educated women on a particular issue for my candidate. I can use radio and narrowcast my message more so than I can on television.
Some congressional candidates use television for positive commercials, then run attack ads on the radio. New Jersey Republican Congressman Robert Franks began his fall campaign with TV ads promoting what his campaign manager calls the nice Bob Franks. The not-so-nice Bob Franks went to the radio, attacking his Democratic opponent in a mock game show called How Liberal Is He?
Today we look at congressional candidate Larry Lerner. Here's our first contestant, Sally from Woodbridge. What do you think, Sally?
All liberal, Tom. Larry Lerner would create a new government health care board that could take away our right to choose our own doctor.
Whoa, that's pretty liberal.
And also pretty misleading. The Democrat did propose a powerful board to oversee the entire health care system, but didn't propose limiting choice of doctors.
Holy cow, he's hit the liberal jackpot.
Political consultant Jay Severin says that unlike deceptive television ads, radio ads often escape public criticism.
Television is sort of a sexier medium. It's a higher impact medium. So everyone wants to talk about the new television commercials that candidate X or Y put on. But very few people spend a lot of time talking about the new radio commercials. It is, in a sense, the sort of invisible attack mode.
Radio ads also tend to be a little more irreverent than their television counterparts. Like Democrats everywhere, New Jersey congressional candidate Bill Pascrell wants to link his opponent to unpopular House Speaker Newt Gingrich. But maybe only on radio would the Democrat make the point by recording fake phone calls to the office of incumbent Congressman Bill Martini.
We're calling Bill Martini's Washington office to try and figure out if Bill Martini and Newt Gingrich are actually the same person. Now, Martini votes with Gingrich over 91% of the time. Maybe they're the same guy.
Congressman Martini's office.
Is Newt Gingrich there?
Oh, you just missed him.
We figured, since Bill Martini voted 91% of the time with Newt to cut Medicare student loans, even veterans benefits, well, maybe they're really the same guy.
I don't think they're the same guy.
Uh-huh. We'll try Bill Martini's Patterson office.
There might be an uproar if a politician produced a television commercial with fake videotape of a congressional aide saying something embarrassing, but a radio campaign commercial can pass as nothing worse than political satire. A few seconds of lively airtime entertaining listeners as they drive to work. I'm Steve Inskeep, reporting.